Belinda presents this unabridged recording, The Crowd and the Cosmos, written and read by Chris Lintott. Preface. There is a faint star, dim and red, which shines feebly in the constellation of Aquarius. You'd need a decent telescope to see it at all, and in all of humanity's history of studying the universe, no one bothered giving it a name. The star, recorded in catalogues as J23154776-1050590, is about 600 light-years from Earth. Not too far on cosmic scales, but close enough that the light we see now set off in the early 15th century, when King Henry V's English army was fighting the French at Agincourt. Andrew Gray is a car mechanic who lives in Darwin in northern Australia. He's also an amateur astronomer, with a collection of telescopes used for stargazing under the clear desert skies. And in April 2016, he was the first person to realise that J23154776-1050590 was a star worth keeping an eye on. Every so often, the star does something odd. It winks, dimming slightly for an hour or two. These winks reveal the presence of something that would otherwise be hidden. They're caused by the regular passage of a family of planets that happens to cross, or transit, the face of the star as seen from Earth. The effect is subtle, planets are small compared to stars, and a single wink results in the dimming of much less than 1% of a star's brightness. But we can see them, and the immutable laws of physics dictate that as a planet completes orbit after regular orbit around the star, that single dip will be followed by another one, exactly one orbit later, and another, and then another, each adding to the observer's confidence that the planet really exists. Thanks to Andrew's ability to notice these small changes in brightness, we now know that J23154776-1050590 has at least five planets in its system. They crowd around the star, now given a shorter catalogue number, K2138. But nor were these new planets just another entry in the rapidly growing planet catalogue. Each is closer to their star than Mercury is to our Sun. Packed in tightly, they form a resonant and harmonious pattern, each world completing nearly exactly three orbits in the time taken for the next one out to go around twice, an arrangement which might persist for billions of years and which contains within it secrets about these worlds' formation. While editing the book, we were also able to announce the discovery of a sixth planet which nearly fits the pattern, but is slightly off. It's even more intriguing. For centuries, and perhaps longer, astronomers dreamt of discoveries like this. Yet finding new planets and new solar systems is now something that you can do at home. Andrew's discovery was made not with one of his telescopes, but with a web browser. The star was one of many monitored by the Kepler Space Telescope, launched and operated by NASA, whose team gave the data it collected away for free.